Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Looking for a great place to eat? Come to Cooper's Restaurant. City Sights magazine recognized us as one of the top 10 restaurants in Pearl City for using all locally grown fruits and vegetables in our dishes. Cooper's is conveniently located in the heart of the entertainment district, so it's the perfect place to enjoy a meal before a play or concert. Call today for a reservation. We're open every day from 11 a.m. to midnight. To see our menu and the list of daily specials, visit our website. We hope to see you soon.
Number 71. According to the speaker, what is the restaurant known for? Number 72. According to the speaker, what is near the restaurant? Number 73. Why should listeners visit a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Wu Yifei from West Hill Auto Rental. I received your message about some problems you're having with a car you rented from us. I apologize for the inconvenience. We inspect each car before we rent it out, and none of our technicians noticed anything wrong with the car. Now, you said that the car is making an unusual noise, and that the noise is getting louder? I'd like to arrange for someone to come out today and take a look. Please let me know when you're available.
Number 74. Where does the woman work? Number 75. Why does the woman say,
"None of our technicians noticed anything wrong with the car"?
Number 76. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following instructions.
My name is Gordon, and I'll be training you on how to use the company's new data processing program. I know all of you have been using the computer program DataScope 3 for a while, so I'll only cover the new features of DataScope 4. First, make sure you see three different documents in your personal training folders. We'll be using those folders today. Then try launching the DataScope 4 program. If it doesn't work for you, you'll need to share a computer with the person next to you so that we can finish quickly.
Number 77. What type of event are the listeners attending? Number 78. What are the listeners asked to check first? Number 79. According to the speaker, what might some listeners have to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, this is Jane Smith. I'm calling from Universal Construction Supplies for Rahim Ali. We reviewed your application, and we're interested in bringing you in for an interview. We need someone who has experience managing a warehouse, and we see that you're doing that at your current job. Are you available to come in Monday at 3 p.m. for an interview? Although you'd be working in the construction supply warehouse, we'd interview you at our headquarters. The office is a little tricky to find, so if you're interested, call back and I can give you directions. The number is 555-0121.
Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. What job experience does the speaker mention? Number 82. What does the speaker say about the company's headquarters? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
I want to thank everyone for their participation in this year's conference of the Association of Tax Accountants. It's been a very interesting couple of days in a wonderful city. Before we finish up for the weekend, I want to tell you about a new benefit of membership that the association is offering. By popular request, we are now offering a subscription to our monthly magazine, Tax Accounting for Professionals. It's an outstanding, award-winning publication, and we're now offering it free to all association members. If you haven't joined yet, be sure to check your conference packet to find out more about membership fees.
Number 83. Who are the listeners? Number 84. What do association members receive? Number 85. According to the speaker, what information can be found in the conference packet? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Good afternoon. My part in today's staff meeting will be brief. I'm pleased to announce that the company has had a very good year financially. We've never seen our sales so high, and this, of course, is directly attributable to how hard all the staff has worked. I want to thank you for your efforts and let you know that all employees will receive a bonus in December. You're probably wondering how much it will be, but I haven't gotten the final figures yet. Again, many thanks, and now I'll turn the meeting over to Amy, who will talk about the recent updates to our vacation policy. Amy?
Number 86. According to the speaker, what did the company do this year? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when she says,
I haven't gotten the final figures yet?
Number 88. What will Amy talk about? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you starting a new business venture but are having trouble attracting investors? Advanced Ideas Incorporated can help. We specialize in creating effective business plans that help you get the funding you need to achieve your goals. As of last year, we've helped over 2,000 clients worldwide create successful business plans. Yours could be next. Check out our website to see all the positive feedback we've received from satisfied clients. Call us today at 555-0107 to schedule your consultation. The first time is free. We're ready to help your business grow.
Number 89. What does Advanced Ideas Incorporated specialize in? Number 90. What does the speaker say is available on the company's website? Number 91. What does the company offer free of charge? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Harper Electronics welcomes you here for a tour of our innovation labs, where you'll see how we develop new products. We'll start with a brief video on the history of the company. Then you'll visit the labs to see the projects we're currently working on. The labs themselves are a restricted area, which means no photographs. At 11 a.m., we'll move to a special visitors conference room. That isn't a restricted area. There, you'll meet one of Harper Electronics' lead engineers. She'll answer any questions you have to finish up our morning together.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"That isn't a restricted area"?
Number 94. What does the speaker say will happen at the end of the morning? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and chart.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for making a chart comparing the features of the copy machines we're considering for our office. I know we've already talked about prices, so looking at this information, I think we can go with the one without all the extra features. We really don't need them for the work we do. Also, one question. Should we have it shipped by express or regular delivery? We need it by the beginning of next week. Either way, you'll need to talk to Pedro. He'll give you the corporate credit card to make the purchase. Thanks for taking care of this.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which device would the speaker like to buy? Number 96. What does the speaker ask about? Number 97. Why does the speaker mention Pedro? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Thank you all for being here at tonight's city planning meeting. First on the agenda is the budget for the bike path project. We have almost all the funds we need. We've applied for a grant from a private foundation that would cover the money that we still need to begin the project. If this foundation agrees to fund our project, we'll be able to start construction of the bicycle paths next April. They'll be built along the canal and run all the way into the city center. Based on our research, we anticipate that our bike paths will considerably lessen the traffic congestion on our roads.
Number 98. What type of project is the speaker discussing? Number 99. Look at the graphic. How much money is still needed to begin the project? Number 100. According to the speaker, what major advantage will the project have? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.